This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
It's already August 30th, 2017, Global Edition. We're going to have our intrepid reporter, who just spent 3 days down there on the alligators and the fish swimming through the houses, and with the rest of our team rescuing more than 40 people out of their submerged houses yesterday. That's why we didn't have Michael Zimmerman on yesterday, and many videos didn't get uploaded because he had to abandon that just to help save the people. It is a catastrophe. Houston mayor orders curfew to prevent mass looting, warns bridges and roads are starting to fail. You tie that together with hell freezing over. Berkeley police arrest 13 protesters in connection to Antifa vicious fascist attacks on peaceful prayer vigil. As long as they screamed Nazi, it was okay to hit folks in the head with clubs and bike locks. And Pelosi's had to come out because they realize this is hurting them bad with their focus groups. Their little revolution has blown up in their face. Thank God Trump pointed out that Antifa was worse than the Nazis because the white supremacists weren't actually attacking people first. Then it escalated. It was horrible what happened. Both sides are bad. But the people that attacked first are the bad guys. You're allowed to be a moron Nazi in America. You're allowed to be a moron Mexican racist or black racist. But you're not allowed to just beat up whoever you want because they've got a bald head, so they must be a Nazi. All that said, it is total information overload. As sick leftists celebrate hurricane as a victory over conservative white Americans, big story from Dan Lyman chronicling it on NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com for TV viewers. We'll go over some of that coming up. But here is the big news, so big that I'm mad at myself that I haven't been following this more in the last few weeks because I want it to go away. And I'm not the type of person that ignores something. I'm not the type of person that sweeps stuff under the rug. But I realized, I psychoanalyzed myself and realized that this is so out of our hands to a great extent that I catch myself doing the ostrich head in the sand situation. Ostriches don't really do that. They stick their head in the sand to turn their eggs once a day. But regardless, because what do you do? We're still at war with Korea since 1953 and the ceasefire armistice. And they've been firing all these missiles over Japan. Trump said, if you fire them at Guam, near Guam, we're going to attack you. So they backed off there. But now they've come back saying, we're going to go ahead and fire missiles off towards Guam, Alaska, you name it, get ready. And our military and our president will be forced to respond. So again, the nightmare of another addled, pot-bellied, weakling communist, Kim Jong-un, threatens all of the earth. And here's the big news. Russia orders mass evacuation out of the east of Russia. They've never done that over North Korea missile launch. And that tells you back channels, they've told the Russians, we're going in, we're going to use nuclear weapons to take everything out. Because believe me, you can't hit North Korea and not hit them with nuclear weapons. They got 100,000 pieces of artillery. They've got tens of thousands of rockets already loaded. They've got nerve gas, they got everything, and they got a little demonic goblin running their country. So if he's going to do this and he's gone completely megalomaniac, you got to preemptively hit him and you got to wipe out the entire DMZ and their main cities. Or they'll have retaliatory power. And if China doesn't stand down and if Russia doesn't stand down, we go to WW3, thermal nuclear, just like that. Russia orders mass evacuation over North Korea missile launch. Trump on North Korea, all options are on the table. North Korea threatens more ballistic tests over Japan. That's Mikhail Phelan, InfoWars.com. The other's The Hill. Here's a Paul Joseph Watson article. You might want to read it at NewsWars.com. Top forecaster predicts U.S. confrontation with North Korea by September 12th. That means war.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Today I'm excited to announce that a new limited shipment of DNA Forces finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products at DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Generals gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses.
We take it for granted
blood destruction,
that millions of Koreans, tens of thousands of U.S. troops died, as well as hundreds of thousands of Chinese, in the Korean War that is still on. Armistice signed July 27th, 1953. And 60-plus years later, we sit here on the verge of that ceasefire ending. Now, 2 weeks ago, North Korea said they were going to fire missiles between 10 to 20 miles off the coast of Guam and our Air Force base there. Trump signaled that if he did do that, we would have retaliatory strikes on North Korea. Kim Jong-un blinked and did not carry out the test. Instead, he has started firing multiple missiles overnight, yesterday and today, at Japan, going right over the country and crashing in the ocean. Now, normally he fires them in front of the country, but not over the country, which is absolutely provocation for war. The United States started firing missiles over the territory of North Korea at a very low trajectory and crashing them into the ocean, or if we started doing that to Russia, or Russia did that to us. Imagine if Russia pulled up ships off the coast of Florida and fired a missile over Florida, over the peninsula from the east, from the Atlantic Ocean, and then it plunged into the Gulf of Mexico, say, in Tampa, right off the shore. Would that be an act of war? Very serious provocation. And Russia, according to the Russian news, has ordered mass evacuation over North Korea missile launch. The Daily Star is reporting former UK diplomat, world is much less safe due to North Korea threat. Russia's civil defense officials have reportedly ordered to shift residents in the country's far east to safer areas, an extraordinary move amid fears of worldwide conflict. North Korea angered the international community by launching a missile that flew directly over Japan. It's not like they shot it up into space and it came back down. They shot it right over. You know, a missile you could see with the naked eyeball, with a missile trail. That's like in a Western, you know, the guy walks up and starts shooting the gun by your feet saying, come on, pull, draw, do something, boy. North Korea angered the international community by launching the missile that flew directly over Japan and says they're going to fire more. They've been firing others as well the last few days, but not over Japan. In response, U.S. President Donald Trump threatened to the communist state with military action, warning all options are on the table. As the Trump reeled from the provocative test, thousands of people from the city of Vladivostok, if I'm pronouncing that right, were moved as part of an emergency operation. Russian President Vladimir Putin fears the U.S. may wage war against the secret of state after Trump threatened to unleash fire and fury should it fire more missiles. And then you can go back up everything that they're reporting here in other mainline reports I have reporting on each section of this overall boil-down article that's linked at newswars.com and infowars.com. Trump on North Korea, the Hill. All options are on the table. Let's go more into his statement. President Trump said early Tuesday, now it's Wednesday, that all options are on the table after North Korea fired a missile that flew over Japanese airspace. Trump said in a statement, the world has received North Korea's latest message loud and clear. The regime has signaled its contempt for its neighbors, for all members of the United Nations, and for minimum standards of acceptable international behavior, Trump said. Threatening and destabilizing actions only increase North Korea's regime's isolation in the region and are among all nations of the world, and all options are on the table. His comments come after the Pentagon confirmed late Monday that North Korea fired a missile that flew over Japan's airspace. But you wouldn't know any of this was going on, and that today Russia announced an evacuation of major cities in the east of Russia ahead of possible nuclear war, because all we're hearing is First Lady on her way to Air Force One was wearing high heels. You know, they've had major directors come out and say that Wonder Woman is a step back because it shows a woman looking good, using her body to be impressive, as if men don't do that as well. And it's the same thing. See, they hate Melania because she's projecting the feminine power, one large aspect of it. She also has smarts, and they can't stand it. There she is up on the pedestal with the high heels. And later she gets off the plane not wearing them. But the point is that the top story yesterday wasn't the bridges failing and the roads beginning to fail and the looting and the dead police officers and the craziest coastal natural disaster in history, the costliest, divided USA embraces as the flood brings us together. I'm looking at drudgereport.com right now, but look, GDP up, jobs up, but you wouldn't even know that in mainstream media whenever Eric Trump tried to tweet a Drudge link to CNBC a month ago or 3 weeks ago about great jobs numbers. They blocked it and said this violates our terms of service, inappropriate or hateful, because the truth is hateful. You need to stall the economy as much as possible to make Trump fail. The big banks came out and said The economy's going to go down last week. The Federal Reserve said it's going to go down last week. Did everything they could to drive down the economy. But now, since they're failing, they just get more angry. And Kathy Griffin climbs out from underneath a rock to get more publicity. And she says she's no longer sorry for decapitated Trump photo to get more attention. Yes, we knew you were never sorry. And that it's a directive of the globalists to try to start a race war, class war in this country by you, the elites, trying to destroy the middle class and complete their journey to total financial impoverishment and serfdom. You want your slaves disarmed. You want them controlled. But as the left prepares their civil unrest, they want to back away from the wind-up toy of Antifa drooling meth heads that they've created. Fearing Antifa mayhem, Berkeley mayor wants Free Speech Week canceled for UC conservatives. That's right. You, as conservatives, period, cannot have free speech because of the Antifa. Just like they bring in the Islamicist, they cause the big crisis. They're not compatible with our free way of life, our open society. And then we have to get rid of our open society because of them. That's in the WikiLeaks. That is the plan. And then if somebody fights back against these people when they're clubbing them in the head or killing somebody, and one of the Antifa gets killed, they will give them royal honors. Like Jesus Christ was hung on the cross again. But, again, they're having to distance themselves now ahead of the edicts banning free speech that, oh, they are against the evil meth head Antifa. Berkeley police arrest 13 protesters in connection to Antifa violence. The spitting, the clubbing, the attacking, the bike locks, the cowardly hordes of women ganging up and stomping and kicking on men who dared go to a prayer meeting drenched in spit as they hawk loogies on them and howl and scream. Just a bunch of gang thugs, tell you some of these mugshots, that just want to go out and beat the daylights out of people. Real ne'er-do-wells. Nancy Pelosi finally condemns Antifa for Berkeley violence. Oh, after she said, oh, I'm glad they did that over the weekend. She said, they're fighting Nazis. The problem was a lot of the Nazis happened to be black and Hispanic. They were attacking not just white, who she's dehumanized. It's part of her rear guard action of all the stolen loot she's gotten to get us all fighting with each other. So they don't know what to do because the internet has thousands of videos, some of them millions and millions of views apiece, much more powerful coverage than mainstream media, and people are seeing the horror of the living dead meth heads. Men in dresses running around beating up women and men who don't even defend themselves. It's just the image of the decadence, of the insanity. Berkeley mayor, we should classify Antifa as a gang. So the big news is the left turns on the Antifa, at least on the surface, because they know they've got their leftists preparing some false flags, and the globalists know they're getting ready to launch some false flags against different liberal-associated installations to blame on Trump and the Liberty Movement in a giant operation to bring in civil unrest. So that's just some of the news that we're going to be getting into more details on today. But don't worry about North Korea threatening to attack their neighbors or launch nuclear weapons at Japan or Seoul, South Korea, or the U.S. Don't worry about Russia evacuating its major eastern cities because the word is that Trump has green-lighted nuclear strikes on North Korea if need be to remove the threat. And Russia has been consulted on that. Never mind all that. We need to have the Democrats say that Trump mentioned the crowd size while touring Texas. He said, look at this great crowd of people out here to help. Look how wonderful you are out here taking action. All these great people out here having some solidarity, thanking the locals. And they turned that into, oh, he's bragging that he has a big crowd. Well, that's right. You couldn't get anybody out to protest him, really, in Phoenix. So you pointed cameras at the bikers for Trump and had the headline everywhere that was bikers against Trump. CNN reporter, Trump showed very little empathy to Harvey victims because he was solemn most of the time. But then when he acted excited, that was wrong, too. Meanwhile, we're on the edge of World War III, and Antifa is celebrating Texas hit by Harvey.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Thank you.
played that exact clip and then criticized the president. And I don't even know if I should play some of these demonization clips, because CNN is so discredited. They're such a joke. They're so sick that why should we even give them attention at this point? CNN reporter: Trump showed very little empathy to Harvey victims, as though he was coming to a small campaign rally of sorts. They say this from their air-conditioned offices, when everybody, the locals, the sheriff's departments, the emergency management, the state, have said that Homeland Security, FEMA, everything under Trump's direction has never been anywhere close to this responsive. It's been called completely and totally responsive by the governor. And this is the biggest hurricane flooding disaster in U.S. history. All the experts agree, hands down. People in Brazil don't act like this. People in China don't act like this. People in Russia. People in Europe. We have a spoiled, rotten media and their spoiled, rotten constituents who are like Day of the Dead meth heads on one end, or arrogant, wannabe, know-it-all academics that just cuss and scream and yell and hate America. Owen Schroyer has gone out twice in the last 2 weeks in Austin. And last night, after the kids went to bed at like 10 at night, I spent an hour and a half just watching the footage he shot, unedited yesterday, over an hour of it. He just uploaded it in 20-minute chunks last night, with people screaming and cussing at him and saying the most horrible things, and then not even able to even finish sentences. And then they tell him, we're UT professors, or we're this and that. And they're like, you know, F. Ben Carson, he's not black. The footage is on Infowars.com with the headline, Shock Video. Alt-left says Ben Carson, not black. And then she says he's retarded. Because, see, any black person that supports Trump, even though he put himself through school as an admitted top brain surgeon, which is about the hardest job there is, he's done brain surgeries that nobody else has survived from, removing kids' heads that are together where the brains are grown together, and the kids are fine today. But no, he has no accomplishments because, you know, he supports Trump. He supports free market. He is an Uncle Tom loser, according to them. These people are just sick, and it goes on and on. The footage, there's hours of it. There's close to 2 hours of it on our YouTube channel. And then I sat there, started watching footage from California of the same stuff. And McBreen showed me the same clip this morning that I sat to see last night, where they're talking to this guy, and he goes, yeah, Trump's a Russian, and he's going to go down for being a Russian. And the reporter goes, the independent reporter goes, but, sir, they've already dropped the Russia thing. He goes, well, that's because we're on the race thing right now. But we're going to go back to that. Even the guys on the street have talking points. Just like I told you 3 months ago, Roger Stone was talking to high-level folks that were in editorial meetings at major newspapers, and they were saying, we're going to do the Russia narrative. We know it's not real. Well, you saw Van Jones and others on tape, on hidden camera, saying they know it's all fake. They're going to push that and then hopefully find a bounce check or somebody didn't tell the FBI the exact right thing and then get them that way. And now it was in the news yesterday that that's what Mueller wants to do, is try to indict Donald Trump Jr. and then go after Donald Trump, claiming he covered up some Russia meeting where Donald Trump Jr. met with a lady for 10 minutes to try to get dirt on Hillary. That's your job, to meet with people to get dirt on Hillary. They were doing the same thing in Russia to Trump. They couldn't find anything. Does that make the DNC investigators Russian agents because they went to Russia and went to England and went to Germany? No. But it doesn't matter. The guy admits on tape, hey, we're just got talking points, bro, to bring Trump down. And all these people pretend they're part of the establishment. A lot of the people are AstroTurf. They get paid a couple $100 a day to go out and do this, sometimes more to be violent agitators, $1,200 a day. That's been in the WikiLeaks and other documents. But most of them are just there because they think it's a cool thing to do, and they're like in an in crowd. These people are so uncool and so dumb. They think MSNBC and CNN has their best interest at heart, and they're really cool out there screaming Nazi, 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 and beating up people at prayer meetings with bike locks till they have to have, you know, brain surgery. We'll be right back with the latest on Harvey. It's deteriorating quickly. March.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
The chief vampire squid, the master pound for pound biggest face sucker, globalist cancer, Goldman Sachs, has been waging war against President Trump, and they admit they have. Come out in their emails, come out in their statements, come out in Lloyd Blankfein's tweets as he ridicules Trump's attempt to defibrillate the American economy. But despite all of that, we are back on our feet. The globalist left, their throngs of mindless slaves are cheering the Gulf of Houston. They've got the Black Lives Matter folks out on Twitter showing the looting they're involved in, bragging about how they're attacking white people. But the majority of folks have come together and are helping each other, and it's a beautiful thing to see. But it just boggles my mind to see how incredibly nasty the left is. The footage is on InfoWars.com. Owen Schroyer, our great reporter and talk show host, will be joining us coming up in the middle of the next hour to play some of these videos. But it's really hard on the crew because the bleeping, because every other word is an expletive with leftists who are really just, before you'd kind of call them trash. Grab in any big city, you see trash of all colors, white trash, black trash, just trashy meth head types, and you see folks hanging around, you know, outside halfway houses or hanging around, you know, whatever, and you can even see a normal homeless person versus a mentally ill one versus like a little criminal demon one. You go, man, why do those people look like demons? Why do they always look crazy? Even the ones that call themselves UT professors just look like they're whacked out and have chips on their shoulders and snort methamphetamine 5 or 6 times a day. What's wrong with them? Well, they're fundamentally losers. They're hateful people, and they want to hate somebody, and they hate anybody else's success, and they hate light in your eyes. They get off on taking Christian children and giving them to Muslim foster homes and ripping crosses off their necks and putting burqas on their head. They get off on pushing down prayer vigil people and 20 women kicking them and hitting them and spitting on them until they're covered in spit. They get off on cussing at people and telling them that they're Nazis because they want power. They want control, but they don't want the responsibility. So we'll play some of those videos and go over the good, the bad, the ugly, the moronic, the just plain sad, to know what we're facing, because we're not cherry picking these people. You go to a Democrat event, you go to an anti-Trump event, I mean, it is like a Day of the Dead convention. Got to ask ourselves, what happened to these people? Well, statistically, they're 6 times more likely to steal, 9 times less likely to give to charity, 14 times more often telling you all the great things they did. You know, not only did Quentin and Michael go down there and pull more than 50 people out of their houses, people that couldn't get out, families, they then wouldn't even shoot video of it because, well, that would be immoral to almost even show we were doing it. And then, well, we're not going to talk about what we did. Now, see, there's the opposite of a conservative or libertarian, which I think we should show how virtuous libertarians and conservatives are. All the statistics from the UK, the EU, Canada, all the universities have basically the same numbers. Don't believe me? Just type in to mainstream news search engine. They even admit it. Liberals more likely to steal, less likely to give. And you'll get the numbers. Some statistics are even higher. I've seen numbers where they're 20-something times more likely to steal. These are bad people that know you're good and like the racist, homophobe, rich person. And they know you've got morals. So if someone's guilting you, well, maybe you did something and you introspectively look in because you have a conscience that they don't have. And they're like sitting there like Grimer worm tongue. Oh, is it working on them? Ah, good. They're con artists. They're frauds. And they know it. It's their power. One time about 3 years ago, I've told the story many times. Let me get back on the news. I was staying at some friend's house that have a lake house, and my son and I got up at about 7 a.m. and went down and were fishing on a community dock in the little homeowners association. There's a very small homeowners association there, but this woman walks up, and I think she must have recognized who it was. And I'm sitting there putting a worm on the hook. We've caught some perch and bass. We're just playing around, drinking coffee. My son sitting there catching fish, and she starts going, "We're here from the University of Texas staying with friends, and we're going to have the main gypsy leader here today. You don't have a problem with that, do you?" I'm like, "The main gypsy leader?" I go, "What? Is it Irish Pikeys or is it Romanovs?" And she's like, "Aromas?" And she goes, "Oh, you know about them. Oh, you know them, the most wonderful people on earth." And I'm just like, okay. It was like some weird, like, worship the gypsies thing. I'm like, okay, yeah, great. Thank you. I'm being nice to her, and all of a sudden she's like, so she's talking to my son, who's like 14 now. He was like 10 years old. She goes, "What happened to the side of your head? Did someone hit you?" And she looks at me, and I'm used to liberal mental illness, so I'm just ignoring her. And there's this big dock. I mean, there's like, it's like 40 feet across the front, sticks out about another 60 feet. So she's over here where we are in our business. And she wasn't a half bad looking woman. And my son goes, "No, that's my birthmark." He's got a little red birthmark on the side of his head. You guys have seen him on TV. A little stork bite, as they call it in Germany. And she goes, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean anything. I'm just. And it went on and on and on and on. And I didn't even get into the rest of the story. We're over there barbecuing that night. And then she and a bunch of liberal professors and the gypsies show up over at our friend's house where we're cooking. And it was just like an assault of liberal crud and just seeing if they could mess with us. And that's all they are, is a cult of creeps. And they went and found historically the most creepy people they could that are a gang system that's designed to feed on people, whether it's the folks from Eastern Europe, you know, that came out of India and other areas thousands of years ago, or whether it's the Irish Pikies. They let the, and I'm not thinking it's the Irish, I'm part Irish, but they let the Irish Pikies and the folks from Eastern Europe as well in England steal your mobile home and keep it because that's part of their culture. Don't believe me? They call them caravans in England. Gypsies told they can keep caravan because it's part of their culture to steal and it's part of their culture to live in a caravan. Just like they've said in Sweden, Muslims are allowed to rape because it's their culture. They don't get in trouble. And that's all this is mass cuckolding. To see, hey, can we take a five-year-old girl begging for mommy, not give it to grandma or the rest of the family? Even the social workers say, don't do it. The grandma's great. In fact, give them back to mom before you do this. Whatever mom did, we don't know. And then they give them to hardcore Wahhabists that wear full hoods on their heads, and they take her cross away and tell her she's going to go to hell if she doesn't convert to Islam. And then the Muslim mayor, who's already been convicted of corruption, says, I don't care. We're going to keep giving the kids to Muslims because the Muslims are getting the money. And then I'm a hateful person because I don't want to be preyed upon by cultures that this is how they operate. In Islamic countries, they are parasitic, top-down nightmare scenarios where women are lower than animals. And now they harvest Christian children. It all started with they'll, especially out in Washington State, where I always see the reports, they will take Christian children who are 5, 6 years old and say, yes, I'm Christian, when they're teaching them Heather has two mommies or whatever. And then they say, oh, my God, that's a hate crime. And they take your child and then, quote, give it to a lesbian couple. This is real news to teach them to be diverse. They kidnap kids because their parents are Christian and take them and give them. And it's not that I hate those women for what their, quote, sexual proclivity is. It's that I hate their politics and that they're hunting us and they're harvesting us and they know it and they love it and they say, we want to kill all the white people. We want to extinct the white people. We want to extinct the heterosexuals. It's Michael Moore. It's the Medusa, you know, the major publications of the feminists say, we want to have white women abort their white babies. They teach white genocide at the colleges. And then they teach the whites, hate yourself and hate everyone around you and do whatever Michael Moore, the guy just looks like a total creep and is a creep, do whatever we say or you'll be in the bad group. And they want to accept it so bad and they want to shake with their fake indignance, their fake anger at everyone. So it's just incredible to see these people. This guy on screen is like the son of Michael Moore. But let me digress here. I'm going to get back into the hurricane, back into North Korea. Massive escalations there. And don't just think, because we haven't had a major war with them since 53, even though they've hijacked our ships and attacked South Korea hundreds of times and are now firing missiles right over the coast of Japan. Don't think it won't kick off because Russia is for the first time evacuating their eastern area. I hope they don't kick off. I hope and pray this doesn't happen. But what I'm telling you is the clock has never been closer to doomsday. And that's what the experts are saying. Now, before I go any further, I want to ask the listeners of this broadcast to commit to this transmission. I want to ask the listeners and I want to ask the viewers to go to InfoWarsStore.com and to look at the thousands and thousands and thousands of products that are there on the site. And I just want to ask folks when they go to the site to support us because we need your support. Now, obviously, I'm sick of saying that. And obviously, deep down, I'd much less not do this 6-7 days a week. But I'm not going to let these criminals win. And everybody knows now that's paying attention that I've not exaggerated. We've laid out exactly what we're facing. And quite frankly, I can't believe how bad it is. But the good news is what they're trying to sell is so authoritarian and so evil that if we simply just say no to their bullying, say no to their brainwashing, say no to their fraud, they're going to collapse, and they know they're going to collapse. Why do you think Nancy Pelosi's come out and said Antifa is fascist, Antifa is a gang, Antifa is evil? Because they tried to sell Antifa, Soros funded it, but it's such a consortium of the dregs of the loser earth, again, a Day of the Dead convention. I'm not kidding. These people are pathetic. It's very sad. And this walking dead witch queen has been told by our advisors, this is blowing up in our face with our mainline constituents. Everyone's turning against us. That's why the smarter Democrats have said, back off Russia, back off the Antifa, back off Trump's racist. You're totally turning everyone against us. But they've been in their own little San Francisco and Seattle echo chambers. So they come up starting to attack me physically and verbally in Seattle, they'd say, why are you here? This is Seattle. Like, this is Sparta. As they waddled up. And I said, to show what incredible fascist you are. To show how physically ugly you are. To show how fallen you are. Look at yourselves. Look at you. You hate yourself. So you are projecting that hate onto us. So if you'll go to InfoWarsStore.com and look at the thousands of great items, the very best cook stoves, the very best food dehydrators at the best prices, the very best storable foods, the very best t-shirts, the very best books, the very best films, amazing information, great supplements, great products. I mean, you've seen our enemies test it and say, okay, it's California Standard, the cleanest. They've tested everything. I know for a fact 5 different so-called news publications have bought our products, tested them, and couldn't find anything. Everything was what they said. The amount they say is in there. It's totally clean. They don't even know what to do. They don't even know what to do. So I make it easy to try Supermo Vitality and see why it's got thousands of 5-star reviews. It's 57% off. We have never done 57% off in our history. And that's not because we're not selling out of it. I want to just have huge sales. I want to get people off the couch that haven't tried it, so you'll try it, so you'll keep buying it, so we can expand the operation, and you have a better, more healthy life. It certainly changed my life. InfoWarsLife.com. It says 56 on the screen, 57 here. Oh, that's right, 57 Supermail by itself. BioTrue Selenium with Supermail is 56 when you get the two together. That's how I was getting confused. And 56% off when you get Supermail Vitality with X2. So there are a lot of different combos, the biggest specials we've ever done on these specific items. I had wider sales the last month and a half, the largest overall sales because we had the most items. But this is the biggest, best sales ever on Supermail Vitality, on X2, and on BioTrue Selenium. You can get them individually discounted or get them together. Sign up for AutoShip, and these are all loss leaders. AutoShip, an additional 10% off. Cancel anytime. You can have it recurring, being sent to you every 15, every 30, every 60, every 90. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. And again, I want to thank everyone that has supported us over the years, the PrisonPlanet.tv members, our local affiliates, our sponsors, the folks that go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get your CNN is fake news shirt. InfoWars.com is real news on the back. InfoWars.com on the right shoulder. Got great little survival watches that are very affordable. Kathy Griffin, CNN is terrorist. You want to trigger folks? It's all available. And a lot of these are limited edition and are about to sell out. Conservatism is the new counterculture. That is a limited edition. We're going to stop selling that soon and come out with a new variety. I voted for Donald, not Ivanka. That was kind of Stone's idea, whatever. That controversy is kind of over, but that's a limited edition. CNN's fake news. That's my favorite shirt, black on white. CNN's terrorist. But commit to get the shirt. You know, you probably get dinner bought for you in libertarian or productive areas. If you're in an area and people look good, whether it's blue collar or white collar or rich, you're going to get dinner bought for you and meet a lot of great people. You walk around, people look like devil worshipers, and they're stumbling around, look like some kind of satanic demon suck their soul out. Get ready for the hissing and the spitting, and you'll think you've met Linda Blair. But it's an amazing experience to wear an InfoWars.com shirt. So get yours today. Help fund the operation. Okay, I'm going to come back, get into more with new developments on North Korea that are the most serious ever. I'm going to give you the latest on Hurricane Harvey. Also, government fast-tracking mandatory vaccination as media muzzles debate. Robert F. Kennedy exclusive to InfoWars.com. New big pharma strategy, kill the messenger. Will Congress and Trump declare war on WikiLeaks? That's like declaring war on your right hand. Whatever, if Trump does that, it's a real betrayal and a real black mark against an otherwise stellar and amazing individual. We'll break it all down and what's happening in the economy. The globalists are panicking as we hit 3% growth rate.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our bank failure survival guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Mycos EX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months, big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have it be California standards. Nobody's got something that's good. Save 30% off of Mycos EX and get the gut health support back when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 billion live in each pill probiotic. Mycos EX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with Mycos EX at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on air and tell you what it did for them, because regardless, you can't lose your fun in the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell.
Yeah, I'm not bragging, folks, but they've come after my children, as everybody knows. And
gonna stand.
I stood my ground. Come after me.
Won't be turned.
But it's not because I'm pig-headed. It's because I know there's no future. I know that if we give in to them, we're going to lose everything. You know, Zimmerman had a headline up there of one of the videos he got up of people being saved from their flooded homes in Houston, and I changed the headline to InfoWars crew assisted evacuating stranded Houston citizens. I'm really proud of Tim and Q and folks that do some work for InfoWars getting this big army truck. You can see we got the firefighters there with us going in, saving the folks. I think they pulled like at least 50 people out of their houses just yesterday alone, but Zimmerman's coming back today. He's been up there for 3 days. Now, you know, the leftists are saying they hope everybody dies there, and or they're looting and they're celebrating even in mainstream news and then criticizing Trump. But look at Quentin wearing his Blackwater shirt. But they are definitely pleased that this might stall the economy. But I'm really proud of the Cajun Navy and everybody else is down there trying to do everything they can to stabilize the situation. But it is really, really unraveling bad. But the reason I make the point about our crew down there helping is they did it because it's the right thing to do. Then they didn't even shoot much video because they were too busy to do that. And that's secondary. And then they didn't even want credit for it. That's how conservatives and patriots and people that have been in the Army and other places are, is they don't ever brag about stuff. Versus Antifa, so nasty, they're running around spewing racist garbage and chanting against Trump and hoping everybody dies in Texas because you're redneck scum. And that's not just some minority of people doing it. It's Michael Moore saying he hopes all the white people die. It's major Democrats saying this is karma. I've got the article. Major Democrats saying it's karma on Texas. These are the nastiest people. If an earthquake hit California and devastated, I'd say this is horrible. This is terrible. Even if it was all Democrats, I'd think it was bad. But it's a bunch of conservatives and libertarians in California. But they're so stupid. They're so tribal. They're so mindless. There it is. A professor said Harvey was karma because Texas voted Republican. That's the New York Times, the Boston Herald. They're all reporting it. These people are crazy. It's not just a small group of them. Owen couldn't get people in Austin yesterday on tape to say they were worried about Harvey or Trump. They would get mad and say, screw him. He's here just trying to look good. If he didn't show up, you crucify him. Nothing's going to make these miserable losers happy. And I've got the breaking. Alexander Dugin's going to be joining us, the advisor to Putin about the evacuation of Russians out of the east. U.S. intercepts missile during test amid North Korean standoff. Evidence shows we've shot down North Korean missiles before, and it appears it just happened again. That's on NewsWars.com. And InfoWars.com with our great writer, Kit Daniels. That's all coming up. But look at these headlines. Whole city now underwater as Harvey makes another landfall in U.S. And now a new tropical storm. I didn't get to that yet, is now forming in McT-Bone, the same area. Houston says bridges, roads starting to fail under stress of flooding. Port Arthur tweets plea for boats as Harvey flooded evacuees in their shelter in Port Arthur. Pentagon says 30,000 National Guard troops prepared to assist in response to Harvey. The governor needs to call them in right now. It's going to get worse. Fake Homeland Security and immigration agents are ordering Houston residents to evacuate in a bid to rob their houses, report warns. The nation's largest oil refinery shuts down in Hurricane Harvey floods. Crippled Houston watches dams levees forecast offshore. It's historic. It's epic. Hour number two straight ahead. Reality is always wilder than fantasy land. Then Zuckerberg's VR fake world where we all worship his baboon butt. After being